That's my bride. I thank God for my bride who worries about every single thing about me. Whether I have a hair out of place. Whether I have hair on my eyebrows coming out. Whether my shoes aren't shined. I thank God for that. Amen. She worries more about me than I worry about me. And I'm almost afraid to say, oh, my back hurts, because she's going to go on a 10-minute thing about what I should need to do and the vitamins I need to take every single day. I mean, what a blessing that is. Amen. To have people that love you like that, to worry about you like that. Amen. 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 Lord, hear my prayer. Thank you, Father. We must remember, and we must rejoice. Amen. We must not look at what isn't. We must look at what is. That's how you draw closer to God, by looking at what is and not what isn't. Not worrying about what we don't have, but giving thanks about what we do have. Amen. The joys of today. This is the day that God has made. The Bible says that. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And you can't be glad at it when you're depressed. You say, well, Pastor, I might feel bad today. Yes. But as you're feeling bad, understand that God got you through the depression the last time. He got you through the anxiety the last time. And He's not going to stop now. Amen. That's why you come to church. That's why you read this book. To receive that. Amen. To receive from God. Not from yourself, because you're going to mess yourself up. Your thought line is what messes you up. Amen. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. It's what you think that messes up everything. Because as you think, you forget what God told you. Amen. But just let God fill us today. That's my prayer. That's His testimony. We need to remember. I'm looking outside and it's so beautiful. The park is so beautiful. The sunlight and the shade and the trees. It is so beautiful to see. I would like to have a couple of people every Sunday come up and sit up here. And you don't have to say nothing, and I won't pick on you, I promise. But I think if you come up here and you sit here and you see what I see every Sunday. Gary, a beautiful time for you, and I want to separate you from, so you and Marcia can come up together. But you see what I see. You see the people. You see the laughter. You see the smiles. You see the people listening and wanting to hear more of God. And then you understand the difference of sitting and listening and sitting up here and watching and seeing the whole congregation. Amen? It's just an awesome, beautiful experience. It really is. Hallelujah. So let's pray together, Lord. We're going to preach one word today from the Bible. I pray that they receive it. We're going to talk about You and Your love that You have given us freely, freely, freely. We didn't earn it. You loved us before we loved You. You cared about us before we even knew who we were. You knew us before we were born. You've given us so much because You love us. So we're going to look at that one gift that You've given us so freely. That may be the hardest one to accept. As we read this word today and study it and see how You are with us and how we can change, Lord, let us be stronger to accept. Let us be stronger to give it. Because this is one of those double-edged word swords that just touches both ways. Hallelujah. Touch us and those we share it with. And we must give and receive it equally. Accepting, we must accept Your love today. Today, I pray we accept Your love and see that this word teaches us how to be closer to You each and every day in our lives, Lord, in this life we have. I pray that it is received with so much joy and just frees hearts and minds and spirits, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray it today. In Jesus' name, hear my prayer. Praise, church. Yep. This man who wrote this was a liar. He was a deceiver. The man who wrote this, what we're going to share, was a murderer. He was an adulterer. But somewhere in the middle of all that mess, God said he was a man after his own heart. Can you imagine that? A man after his own heart, and he was all those things at the same time. Amen? And he got down on his knees, and he said, Lord, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Pretty smart right there, amen? According to whose kindness? Yeah, that's pretty smart. I'm not going to go to my friends and knock on a Dave, have mercy on me, Dave, because I might be worried. You might not have mercy today. But I'm going to go to where I know I'm going to find mercy. To who? God. According to your loving kindness. And then he says, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Boy, that's piling on, amen? He's going to God and he's saying, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And then he says, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Hallelujah. He's asking God to do what? Hallelujah. He's asking God to forgive him for all that he has done. He went to the right place. Amen? Because God is in the forgiveness business. Hallelujah. He likes that business of forgiving. And this man had enough confidence, even though he did all those things, and the world would say, oh, that's a bad man. He didn't go to those people. He went to God. Have mercy upon me, God, according to your loving kindness. Thank God I don't have to worry about somebody else's. And then he says this, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Oh, yeah, he's saying, I know I've sinned. And then he said, against you and you only have I sinned. Isn't that interesting? What he did to other people and how he treated other people, you think that he would be sinning against them, but he said, no, I have sinned against you and done this evil in your sight. And then he says, this is why he said, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. See, he's taking the burden of what he did upon him and not blaming God. Amen. He's acknowledging what he did so that people can't say, look what God made you do. Can I get an amen? Now, he didn't want to know what God made him do. I'm going to say, I did this so that you might be found just when you speak. I'm going to take it, Lord. And so you'll be blameless. Hallelujah. And so he acknowledges, amen. That's called repenting, amen. He acknowledges his sins. He's on his knees saying, my sin is always before you. And I've done evil in your sight. And listen to this. You still want to be the human side of David. Listen to what he's saying here. Not that David, although I love that David. This is different. This is David in the Bible. He said, now, have mercy, Lord. I have sinned and blot out my transgressions, and I acknowledge my sin is always before me. But then he goes to this little. He said, behold, Lord, after all, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Hey, what did he do there? He's about trying to give himself an excuse now, see? He's got that little, he said, well, it really wasn't my fault that I sinned because I was brought into the world in iniquity. And my mother, my mother conceived me. And he said, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Hallelujah. And after he has done all that, asking, amen, and repenting and asking God to do what? Forgive him. He says this to God in the same prayer. In the same prayer. This is a man who knows God. Listen to what he says. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Wow. What kind of spirit? Generous spirit. Not just a wonderful, uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Hallelujah. This man is now in the same prayer, asking for forgiveness and asking for God to remove the transgressions. He's now asking for blessings. Amen? He's now asking. He's in the same prayer, and he's already moved away from repenting and asking to asking for blessings. And he adds this to that. He says, restore me to the joy of your salvation. He said, restore me to before I committed those sins. And he said, uphold me by your generous spirit. And this, then he says, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Hallelujah. How about that? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Those, O God, you will not despise. He's telling God, my heart is broken. My spirit is broken, Lord. Do not despise me. And he knows that that God will lift him up, and he's going to tell others about God. Amen? Can I get an amen? That's a powerful prayer, isn't it? That's a Bible prayer that you should look at. The whole pattern of that prayer is what God is all about, because he forgives us our trespasses. Amen? As we? Oh. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. Given and accepted. But either way, it sets us free to receive blessings in our life. Amen? When you forgive, it sets you free from the bondage of that fear and that anger of being mad at somebody. And when you release that, you become healthy again. Amen? Your body is free to accept things from God. Can I get an amen? His word, that double-edged sword again. Tell me how smart God is, amen? He added that one word in the Lord's Prayer, amen? He's told us that we must do something. We must do one thing. What is the one thing we need to do? Forgive, amen? Forgive. We need to forgive. Anything else, whatever you do before that, doesn't matter until you forgive, amen? And he's telling us why. His word, one word. One. How many words? Changes our lives and sometimes others who need that same blessing that God has given to us freely. Amen? And it's so easy to receive God's blessing, isn't it? No, it's not. That was a trick question. It's not easy to forgive. Hallelujah. But only God can know that. We have been forgiven. We must forgive. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That was Psalm 51. And in the book of Luke, Jesus tells us these beautiful words. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? 6:32, guys, if you want to look it up later, read it. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them, amen? And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. How about that? Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Amen? Imagine that. God is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Remember a couple of weeks ago I said to you, what happened? The 5 minutes before you were saved, what were you? Unthankful, amen? Before you gave your life to God, people were trying to reach you, amen? People were trying to tell you, you got to find God. Yeah. You were in that state that other people are that don't know him today, amen? Hallelujah. So they're just, we weren't that far removed. And then he says this wonderful little parable. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Hallelujah. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Oh, here it is again. You ready? Forgive, and you will be forgiven. What do we got to do? And we will be what? Hallelujah. Given, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Hallelujah. And he spoke a parable to them, and he said, this is a very powerful paragraph in the Bible. And if you can receive it today and be humble today to receive this, It will change some of what you think and some how you feel sometimes. This is very powerful. I love this one. But it's very deep. It said, can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Hallelujah. I'm doing my best to help you, to lead you in the Word of God. I truly am. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? I truly am trying to lead you to be stronger with God. Not with me, but with God. I'm truly trying to lead you to want this Word in your life so that you can live this, because God is with you every second. And if you could start talking to Him and realize that He hasn't forsaken you, and the things that are happening around you, He will fix if they're, and He will lead you, and He will direct you, and He will close doors. If you believe that like I believe it, you will be so much stronger, and you will not have those things that come against you. And when they do, you will know how to face them. Hallelujah. That's my desire, to teach you about God, to preach about Him. Hallelujah. It says, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Oh, that you would be all teachers. And it said this, 41, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, he says. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. I know you all know these scriptures, but sometimes hearing it again makes you stronger. Sometimes when you realize, as you're judging other people and criticizing other people and talking to other people about what they should wear or what they should do or where they should go, you don't realize that you got these things. You're not looking in the mirror, amen? If you just woke up every day and looked in the mirror and said, I need to fix that person looking back at me. I need to worry about that person looking back at me and not worry about anybody else, what they're saying or what they're doing and what they're wearing. My life is going to be different. I'm going to change, and there nobody's going to know about it because it was between me and God. Amen. That one paragraph in the Bible is so powerful for us. Amen. Because we're constantly looking at other people who don't believe like we do, who don't want to hear the Word of God like we do. Amen. Who don't want to come to God, who don't agree with us, who don't anything. We're always doing what they're not doing. Amen. We should look in the mirror and look at that person and say, how am I expressing what God wants me to be? Are they seeing God in my spirit? Are they hearing love and compassion for me? Amen. Because that's what God is all about. With your wives and with your husbands. Hallelujah. With your wives and with your husbands. It was a nice try, wasn't it? Can you hear me now? That's not funny, Flo. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We must learn to accept forgiveness. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? I've known people who have a problem forgiving something that happened to them 30 years ago, 25 years ago. And I said, you need to let go. There are no words that are going to change anything that happened 20 years ago. Amen. There's nothing you can say or do to change it. The only thing that can change it is you forgiving that person or whatever happened. It doesn't mean that you have to love them now and you have to spend every waking moment with them. Amen. But you have to let go of whatever's holding you down, whatever that piece of anger in your heart, whatever that fear in your heart, whatever that pain in your heart, you must release it. You gotta let it go, or else it's gonna grow, and you're never gonna grow away from it. Amen. Forgiveness is accepted and received and passed away again. Hallelujah. God blessed us and forgave us for everything that we did. I read that psalm to you. Amen. What with that man? He was a sinner. Amen. Say that with me. He was a sinner. He was a murderer, an adulterer, amen? He lied, he deceived, and then he got on his knees and asked God to do what? Forgive him. And then he accepted that forgiveness. Amen. That's the power of forgiveness. That one word in the Bible is God. God's just so smart. He got all these beautiful words and love and blessings and praise, but he has that one little word in there that changes everybody's life. One word. How many words? One in his whole book. Forgive. And then I tell people, you need to accept that forgiveness. Oh, I don't know if I can accept. What I did was so bad. I said, no, you're not acting and talking the way God would want you to talk. Can I get an amen? You must accept that forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. This is so beautiful. It just teaches us so many strengths. Amen. Can I get an amen? Now listen, those who have come against us in the past, maybe you never thought about it this way, but those people who have come against you or those things in the past that you're holding on to, maybe they were hurting and lost, amen? Maybe they were so confused and angry and in need of the love of God to fill their hearts. Did you ever think maybe they were so lost that they didn't even know what they were doing or what they were saying, and you're carrying that for no reason, because if you forgive them and God can heal you with your forgiveness. Hallelujah. It does not excuse what was said or done. Hallelujah. Understand that with me. Say that with me. It does not excuse what was done or what was said, but it helps us see how lost they may have been or still are for that matter. Hallelujah. What God keeps telling us is that we must forgive and walk away from the anger and confusion, removing the bondage of anger and frustration in our lives, freeing us to show our faith by our works. Understand that power. You want to tell people about God? Show them God. We said it last week. Show them your faith by your works, by your forgiveness. Let them say, wow, I didn't see that coming. And then you say, thank you, Jesus, to them. Understand that it's not me, it's the power of God. Hallelujah. What the world says is hard or impossible becomes real and powerful. Amen. Now I'm going to read something from the book of John, 1 John, the book that he wrote, one of his letters, and it says 1 John 4:18. Listen to what this says for us. There is no fear in love. What kind of fear? No fear. Listen to that again. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Hallelujah. Accepting God's forgiveness removes fear and torment. Forgiving others removes the frustration and anger we carry. Forgiveness removes any pain we may be holding on to. A lesson to be learned, a lesson to share. We must forgive ourselves too. Hallelujah. So let's just pray together again, Lord, to help us see that those that came against us for whatever, maybe they were hurting so bad, and obviously they were so lost, and their anger and whatever was going on in their lives caused them to reach out and try to touch us and try to hurt us or stop us, Lord. We forgive them. Forgive them for anything they may have said or done, Lord. We forgive them because in their pain, they did not know what they were doing either. Lord, we learn that we receive forgiveness from you freely, and we also learn that we must give that freely. Forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let that word just fill you. Let it fill you with joy as you release it, as you release the things that are holding you, and release any of the pain and the torment that you are feeling. Let it fill you with joy. Let it stand stronger, stand taller. Stand taller in the word of God, where people can see you shining as an example of what God did in your life. That living example of seeing God in your life. Seeing that joy that they didn't see before. Seeing that love and the compassion, because God freely gave it to us, and it passes through us, freely given to others. Hallelujah. Accepting God's forgiveness removes that fear and torment. Forgiving others removes the frustration and anger we carry. Hallelujah. I know we all want that. We all want to feel free. Feel free to love. Feel free to give. We need to be in unity in this church. Can I get an amen? We need to be in unity. We don't mean have to agree about every single thing, but we need to be in unity about what we're doing in this church, what we're calling God to do in this church, what we're believing God to do in this church. We need to stand on that rock together, looking up to Jesus. Hallelujah. And we need to be strong as a Christians and as a family of God. I believe that. I want you to believe with me. I believe for great things for all of us because we're following His footsteps. We're walking His ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. How good is God? Amen. One word in the Bible. One word. One word changes everybody's lives. Amen. One word changes your life, changes my life, changes the people coming against you. The power of forgiveness, amen. And who forgave us first? God, amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for His forgiveness. I need to accept it each and every day because the Bible says I fall short daily. And God knows. And you might say, you don't understand, Pastor, what happened. I said, no, I don't have to. God understands. Amen. God saw what happened to His only begotten Son. He understands pain. He understands torment. Hallelujah. So God understands. So give it to God. Say, God, I need to forgive. I need to let go. I need to rejoice. I need to be with people around me who lift me up. Amen. How many know that? When you're around people who lift you up, it's better. Amen. You feel stronger. We need not to look out. We need to look in. Look in that mirror. See things that you can do to change, and it will change people around you. Hallelujah. And will draw people to you. And that's the one thing you probably want that you don't understand. You're doing the opposite about sometimes. Hallelujah. So just, hallelujah. Take that one word and just accept it. Forgiveness. Amen. Say it with me. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Give Him praise, church.